Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the theater lady, I hear Grease is the word today.
The word is the word. Oh, don't get me singing. That's always a disaster.
I will
know that.
Do everything within my power
to prevent that.
Yes.
And that's very wise.
I know.
This is being performed at the Byam Theater by PMT. And I have to say, PMT's production of Grease is an energetic and joyous slice of nostalgia. Mm. It's directed by Trey Compton. And I was just so pleased by this production. One of the real strengths of it, I feel, were the big production numbers. There must be over 40 people in the cast.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's a high school, right?
So
yes. They got
Rydell
all these
high
kids
school.
Running around. Yeah.
In 1957, Rydell High. But the big production numbers were so polished. And the dancing was so synchronized, and there was so much attention to detail in those big numbers. I'd say this was the real strength of the show. Mm-hmm. Even the costumes looked as though they had been placed color-wise, and they were these big splashes of color against this vibrant set that was just bursting with color. So it was visually really a treat, as well as auditorily.
Oh, good. Auditorily. Is that a word?
Yes.
That's, really?
I know that from educational psychology, how you learn three ways, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Auditory. That doesn't work?
Auditory is a word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So how is auditorily different from auditory?
It's an adjective.
Okay.
It was auditorily pleasing. Pleasing to your auditory.
Yeah, I'm pleased. Great. Let's keep
going. So just briefly, the cast are the plot, because everybody basically knows it. It's a bunch of teenagers at Rydell High School in the late 50s, and all the teenage angst and drama. And there are two main characters who are love interests, but not at the beginning. You know, Danny Zuko, played by Danny G, is so charming, the way he plays the role, and has so much charisma that you're really rooting for him to win the heart of Sandy Dombrowski, who's played by Laura Hayhurst. And she is just so sweet in this role that you just really hope that they get together. And I won't spoil it
by telling
if they do or not, because nobody knows. And the bad girl was played by, the bad girl Rizzo, is played by Larissa Overholt, who is always such a pleasure. She's so versatile, and I just love her voice. So that's it for the plot.
Yeah, because I think a lot of, you know, it's a show that's been around, and, you know, we kind of know what happens. I'll ask you about that later. Anyway,
keep going. So what's three of the musical numbers that really stood out to me that I thought were so beautifully sung that I wanted to mention? And the one was Quinn Patrick Shannon, who sang the song, it's called Mooning, but I like to add some of the words to it so it isn't misleading, you know, in the 50s.
Oh, you like to add words to it.
Yeah, it's, no, Mooning Over You. No. That's not really the name of the song, but I just wanted to clarify that that's what it was about.
And okay, good call.
Yeah. And he had so much yearning in his voice.
Yearning, good word.
And he just performed it so beautifully.
But what the hell is mooning, actually?
You don't want me to demonstrate
well,
that.
No, I know, like, it's, you know, showing your backside. Right. But that's not what this means in this song, right?
No, it means...
So that's what I'm asking. What does it mean?
That's an old expression. You right, know you're mooning for somebody? That means
like pining away for them?
Yeah, you really...
How do we get that from mooning? Like, where did that come from?
I don't know. Maybe because the full moon is considered to be romantic.
Well, nobody uses it anymore, right?
Well, they did in this. They used a lot of terms you haven't heard recently. Like for cigarettes, they called them ciggy butts, which I thought was hilarious. You probably don't remember hearing that term.
Cigarette ciggy butt.
Ciggy butt. And they also did a lot of the hearty har har.
Oh, which, literally said hearty har har.
Yeah, which goes back to, I think, Jackie Gleason. I'm not sure. But anyway, that was one of the songs I really enjoyed. And Erin Lindsey Crome did a song called Freddie My Love. And when she sings this song, it's so beautiful. And she just appears to be so much in love with Freddie. It's
as the title would imply.
Yeah. And not necessarily one of my favorite songs from the show in general, but the way she sings it, it's just beautiful. And the other production that was really exciting was Beauty School Dropout. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a hilarious name. And Jack Hunt, who sings with Johnny Angel and the Halos, was in this production, and this was kind of his song.
Oh.
And it was such a fun number because all the glitz and the glamour and the sparkle and the costumes, the choreography, just really fun to watch, really memorable. I think anybody that sees the show will walk away remembering that song.
Great. Truly.
And if I could have tweaked one thing, which I couldn't because I wasn't in charge, but in the first act, the orchestra was kind of overpowering the voices sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a little disconcerting.
Well, you get an instrument in your hand and you just get so excited, I guess, to be there playing music. Just go nuts like Animal from the Muppet Show.
And I don't want to pick on a particular instrument, but there was woodwind. It was a woodwind.
Ooh, let's get them.
Yeah. But it seemed to be a little bit better in the second act. So maybe it was just the numbers that were different, or maybe there was some tweaking done. But that would be my only way I could improve.
Not too shabby there, ma'am.
No, this was a very, very polished, professionally done, fun, energetic, lively production.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.